الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be hypocrisy or a hypocrite. And so we talked about this a little bit before, but we're going to discuss it again as a reminder because more and more we are seeing this cropping up and the people believing and what these hypocrites are saying and following them and also substantiating what they're saying and what they're doing and supporting what they're saying and what they're doing. And the hypocrites are not questioned at all, but a lot of people follow them and do what they say when they say it and how they say jump, and they just want to know. Many people, they want to know how high you want me to jump. I will jump that high. Now, one of the definitions of hypocrisy is a person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. And so they really the opposite of what they're saying or what they're truly feeling. In the Quran, and you can read this, hopefully everyone has a copy of the Quran near you so that you can follow along with me, or YIslamicQuran.com, and there you will be able to see a copy of Quran and follow along basically for free, either on your phone or on your tablet or computer or whatever screen you use. And so in this particular chapter and verse, which is chapter 33, verse 12, that's again chapter 33, verse 12. And it says, وَإِذَا يَقُولُ كُكُولُ الْمُتَّقِينَ I'm sorry. وَإِذْ قَلُوبُ الْمُنَافِكُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَّدًا مَا وَعَذَّنَ اللَّهُ ورسوله إلا غرور. And so it says, and remember, when the hypocrites and those with sickness in their hearts, في قلوبهم, say, Allah and his messenger has promised us nothing but delusion. So that's what they try to misguide you. Don't listen to Allah. Don't listen to his messenger. And just do your thing. Do what you want. What makes you feel good, do it. And we know that sin, if you don't know, and I'm going to tell you right now, sin is something that it's in your heart, and it doesn't never settle down in your heart. It feels wrong. And so you don't do it, or you stay away from it. Also, I want to mention some of the characteristics of a person who is who have hypocrisy in them. And that is, there are four characteristics said by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There are four characteristics. Whoever has them all is a pure hypocrite. And whoever has one of his characteristics, he has one of the characteristics of hypocrisy until he gives it up. When he speaks, he lies. This is number one. When he makes a covenant or agreement, he betrays it. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he disputes, he resorts to cussing or obscene speech. And so I just wanted to mention to you all, it says he, but I don't want to go back and forth, he and she and that kind of thing. So it also applies to the women, women too, is that you're talking about when the individual that have a hypocrisy in them or four, and you look at it for yourself through your own eyes, and you can see this. Maybe you're that person, and you can see clearly this person is a hypocrite because either have one or all four or three or two or something like that of this particular characteristic. And that is, again, when he speaks, he lies, or when they make an agreement, they betray it. And they make a promise, they break it. And when they dispute, they resort to cussing and foul language. So these are the characteristics of a person who is a hypocrite. We also want to look at something else regarding two qualities that are not found in the hypocrite. And these are the opposite of the four that I mentioned. So you have four that are signs a person is a hypocrite, and then you have two that identify a person that's not found in a person who is a hypocrite. And the two qualities that are not found in the hypocrite is good behavior and knowledge of religion. So these two qualities, according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that these two qualities you will not find in a person who is a hypocrite. I don't want you all to go out and start looking for hypocrites. You're a hypocrite. You're not one. That guy. No, don't do that. But just to be aware that this is the person that I identify as a hypocrite or have a characteristic of a hypocrite. And then also a person, and also within the person who is a hypocrite, that you will not find good behavior in that person, and nor the knowledge of religion in that individual. And then also we mentioned by Annas, who is one of the Prophet's companion, he said, the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, said, whenever a human being is laid in his grave and his companions return, he hears, meaning they leave the grave, he hears their footsteps. Two angels come to him and make him sit up and ask him, what did you used to say about this man, Muhammad? The person will say, or he will say, I testify he is Allah's slave and his apostle. Then it will be said to him, look at your place in the hellfire, and Allah has given you a place in paradise instead of it. This is a person who is who worship Allah, believe in Allah, and follow what Allah says and what the Prophet said. This is what will happen to him or to her, that they will see both places. They will see their place that would have been a place in hellfire, and also their place in paradise. And then the Prophet, may peace be upon him, added, the dead person will see both his places. But a non-believer or a person who is a hypocrite will say to the angels and answer the questions. They ask about the prophet, you know about this man Muhammad. He will say, I do not know. But I used to say what the people used to say. It will be said to him, neither did you know, nor did you take the guidance by reciting the Quran. Then he will be hit with an iron hammer between his two ears, and he will cry, and that the cry will be heard by whatever approaches him except human beings and jinn are creations that Allah made that we can't see. But they're basically similar to human beings. Some worship, some don't worship. And so, but I won't get into that right now because that's really is not a really not a topic. But the person that cannot and will not answer the question, then they will be hit with this hammer, this iron hammer, if you will, and then between their ears, meaning basically their head, and then they will cry. And they will cry loud that everything will hear that is near their grave, except for the men or human beings and jinn. They will not hear the crying of this individual. And so I wanted to mention this to my beautiful students, is that we have this situation where a person who is a hypocrite. That's all. It might be a he, it might be a she, but they are hypocrites, and these are the signs, or some of the signs of a person who's a hypocrite. You have the four signs I mentioned earlier, and then the qualities that will not be in a person who's a hypocrite. I'm not going to have this particular class long. It's just really straightforward that you know and he understands who a hypocrite, what a hypocrite is, and then identify for yourself. Identify the person hypocrite, because this is an individual that they're gonna say something to you, but they're not gonna tell you the truth. They agree about something, and not gonna follow through. And so please keep that in mind. That when they speak, they lie. We know people like this in leadership position and not leadership position. And when they make a promise or a covenant or agreement, they betray it. And when they also when they make promises, they break their promises. And when they dispute, they use foul speech or foul language. And some people may laugh their language off, and ha 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 ha. But it's not fun. This is what they do. You may know people in your own family like this. You may know some people who are leadership positions that are like this, or they may not be in a leadership position. Or you in your family, you may be the person that is a hypocrite and share hypocrisy in you. And you need to have the qualities of a person that is a religious person and a person that have good behavior and not bad behavior. So as long as you have breath in your body, you bring air in, you take air out, then you have a chance to change. But it's up to you. You make the decision if you want to change or not, or continue on the same path that you're going on right now. But that's all up to you and no one else. But you. But I just want you to be aware of a person who is a hypocrite, and that's who they are, and they're gonna make all kind of promises, but they're just not gonna keep the promises that they make. Tell you all kind of. If their mouth are moving, it is moving, then they're more than likely they're telling a lie. More than likely. Watch a person. Study for yourself a person who is who is lies, their eyes, their body language, that kind of thing. Just learn for yourself so you'll be able to pick it up that this person's lying. And because the person, as a person that is a notable person, that kind of thing, the, okay, you don't trust, you listen to their words. Their words, or you listen to what they're not saying. And you might get that from people, is what they're not saying. And all you see in their actions, they say one thing, but in their action, they do something else. Or they make excuses, they make promises that they don't keep. Or they make excuses why they are not keeping the promises that they made. And make you feel guilty that you need to support them in what they decide to do, or you need to understand what they're going through and what they're doing and what they're saying. So my beautiful students, please recognize who the hypocrites are, and if you want, it's not too late to change your behavior. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.